You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back. We are back with Heather Schwartz. She is the co-founder and chief strategy officer at Early Shares. She spearheads the strategic initiatives that help Early Shares transform the $2 trillion private finance industry. We're going to talk to her about what makes Early Shares different and why somebody that's an investor or other professional in real estate better be talking to them. Heather, back to the show. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm obviously all caught up in what we're talking about. It's jumbling my mind because the concept is so cool. So you're doing good, too, because I can hear, sometimes I can see you thinking, but that's just because it means so much to you. And thank you for bringing that passion to the show. We love it.
Yes.
We love it.
You got to listen, this is hard work. You know what? It's a lot of glitz and glamour, and we're doing some really cool things, but day to day, it is really hard work, and everybody back at Early Shares at our office is very passionate about what we're doing, and we are making a difference. We are changing an industry, and we love it.
Well, I should just stop right there. I don't know what to say after that, but that's not true. I do. So what product types do you guys specialize in? Because you skirted that question before.
Yeah.
You said you were property agnostic, but let's delve in. Do you only raise equity, but can somebody also work with you on the debt component?
Yeah, so absolutely. We facilitate capital for both equity and debt investments. In fact, we have a nice variety of both of those online right now. And so if you look at, you know, I had mentioned that you get like an 8 or 9% cash on cash, you know, that applies to the debt component as well. So we are just launching tomorrow. So you're getting the first
look. Making news.
We're making news here. We are just launching tomorrow a deal from an institutional lender out of New York. I don't know if you've heard of them. Guggenheim Partners, Pillar.
Yes,
Guggenheim, have? Okay, great. I'm glad we're in the same page.
My friends are at Stiles.
Yes.
They've done
a
couple deals.
Okay, no problem. So anyway, what they've done is they have, you know, they originated a first mortgage, they did a mezzanine piece, and what they're doing is that they are looking for the first time to re-syndicate that and create an access.
I didn't understand that. Hold on, so Guggenheim is giving you a deal for you to place into your market. Oh, hold on.
Yes, sir. That was a high five.
I think everybody kind of knew that. We're not doing no chest bumps here. That would be inappropriate.
Yes, it would.
Okay. Now, golly, that actually blew my mind. Guggenheim Partners, big institutional player from New York.
Yep. So one of their affiliates, Pillar Finance, did the debt for a multifamily rehab in Los Angeles. And so, anyway, as part of that debt structure, they did a mezzanine piece, and they are putting that mezzanine up available for investment and for participation for investors.
So an institutionally originated,
underwritten
mezzanine piece by the smart guys and ladies up in New York that usually only a high net worth private, I belong to the club person. Now that's on your site?
You better believe it.
Ooh. Where do you, where, what?
Not, so oh, I forgot to mention something important.
Okay.
9%.
So it's a 9% unlevered 9 or levered?
Well, it's debt. So you're participating in the leverage of the deal.
So it's a 9% cash on? It's cash on?
9% return, term of four and a half years. How do you like that?
I like it better than a 4% bond at 1.
Yeah. But those are the types of unique investments that we have visibility to. That's the power of our platform. Because we have a national presence where we're seeing all of these opportunities and all of these deals.
Okay. So that's a word that I wanted to write down that we haven't talked about yet, and I'll prove it to you that I wrote it down in the last segment. The word is channels.
Mm-hmm.
You are a channel. See, people that have a marketing background know that the most important thing about the marketing process is understanding the distribution channels of information and the product. It sounds to me like you guys are staking out the future channels, and the people that are the thought leaders in the industry are seeking you out.
Absolutely. And very simply put, I like to say that we are in the digital pipeline business. We have a capital pipeline company. So talk about channels and talk about participants.
You talk about shutting Jim Freed up when he goes,
So think about the participants here. You've got institutions, you've got accredited investors, seasoned sponsors that have, you know, really solid expertise and experience within commercial real estate, within their asset class. They've been doing this for decades. I mean, it's a perfect mix. And our platform, Early Shares, brings this all together.
I would say that everybody I knew needs to know about this, but they do because I emailed them about it today. This is fantastic. So what size transactions can you guys do on the equity raise or on the debt raise or both?
Yeah. So we, on average, we see deals at, from 500,000 on the smaller side all the way up to, we're working on a $20 million deal right now.
And the $20 million is the equity portion or the overall size?
No, it's the equity portion.
So that's like a $100 million deal.
Yes, it is. Absolutely.
So you need to be more of a broker and a salesperson. It's a $100 million deal, and we're raising $20 million of equity. And if you want to participate, you go to earlyshares.com right now and look it up. It's been underwritten, reviewed. It's ready for you to take a taste and to test drive. Did I do it right?
You did it perfect.
All
right,
I'm blushing now. I'm blushing now. So, Heather, what is your particular specialty? We talked about that you're the chief strategy officer. Fancy title.
What does
that really mean? And before we keep going, I want to give a shout out to Samantha, and I think there's two others that I'm missing.
Nicole and Caitlin.
Thank you so much, because if that didn't get on the air, there'd be problems later. So we've taken care of that. Okay, now back to my question. I forget because now I have the sugar plums of the beautiful kids trains to go, but go ahead.
So what do I do all day? I mean, that's a really good question. It's like, what do I not do?
I don't know. You're an entrepreneur. Look, I watch Silicon Valley. I just want
Great show.
All I know is the word points.
All right. So my primary role is that I lead all of our deals. I talk to every single one of our issuers, every single one of our clients, and really build the technology. I'm not programming, of course, but just, you know, look at all the operations that go behind the technology. I come from the wealth management space. I've been in wealth management for 16 years. So I know how investors are thinking and I know what they're looking for. So I'm very involved in the platform, very involved in working with all of our deals, deal structuring, in regards to making sure that our deals that we have are suitable for our investors.
Well, and that's why they have to be accredited investors too.
Sure. Absolutely.
And so if they're accredited investors and they're on your site what is the number one question that somebody that places something on your site has, and what's the number one question one of the investors has?
Sure. So for people that are raising capital on our site, really it's about first experience. Like, what, please set the expectation for me regards to process, investors, and timing. And then for investors, you know, one, again, it's the similar thing. Process and also getting familiar, number one, with the platform, which we've gotten there, and number two, with the sponsors.
You see, you keep using the word process, and I always call just straight real estate brokerage process management. It's bulky, it's hard. Yep. A computer can do it, and now we're finding out that a computer can set the template, but we've only got about a minute left, so I need you back, because I'm not done. I got a lot of questions left, but the number one question I want to have answered right now is, how do people get in touch with you? I know it's earlyshares.com, but if somebody wants to call you, is there a number they can call? And please give it slowly, because as you know, we have a lot of people from New York listening, and Jets fans need it a little bit slower.
Our number, 786-565-3344. We would love to hear from you, and we're located right here in the Financial District of Miami on Brickell Avenue.
All right, my new best buddy, Heather Schwartz, the queen of online capital raising. Heather, thank you so much for coming. We really appreciate
you.
Having you.
We'll
be back after this. We're going to have our special U Health guest on. We're going to talk about new advances and breakthroughs in prostate treatment. Oh, man, I know I got to find out about this. I've got two friends that are dealing with this right now. Again, thank you so much to Heather and her team. Dee, I think I've given you enough time to cue everything up, so it's all yours.